Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. And I'm praying that you're taking these nuggets and running with them to live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashard Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Half wheels will clean. Today, after last week's broadcast with Pastor Joel Mayhem, I tell you, listeners, I had so much fire going on. It was so difficult for me to just sit here and let him talk. So today I want to talk to you about being born again. I know I've talked about this several times, but the way this world is headed right now, you must be born again. Now, Pastor Mayhem gave a call. I hope you all took that challenge to become Christians. And being born again is just not only becoming a Christian. Being born again is allowing Jesus' Spirit to come live on the inside of you. I tell you, when I got that Spirit of Him living on the inside of me, it changed my whole life. You will never be the same. Because what it does for you is that it opens your spiritual eyes. And when I say spiritual eyes, you see things in the spiritual realm. And that is a protection for you as a Christian to ward off these evil ways of the world. Now, I tell you, it will be a scary thing if you don't know the word. So once you get born again, the first step you need to do is get in a Bible-based church that teaches the word. Because you have a lot of false prophets in this country right now. They're taking everybody to hell along with them. So you've got to, because what comes with that born-again spirit is discernment as well. You can go into a church and you will know when the preacher's standing up, whether he is of God or whether he is not. What I've witnessed with many preachers today, they're only in the ministry for the finances. They're not in the ministry to save people's souls. And that's what we're put here for. We all are disciples of God, and our goal is to save as many people before Jesus return. So I just had to come back on and talk about being born again today because, I mean, even if I got off the broadcast last week, the fire was still burning. And like Pastor Mayhem said, it's fire shut up in your bones. I mean, it's the most loving and caring feeling you would ever want to experience. I mean, you'll just feel like just jumping up, running around the house or wherever you are when that spirit hits you. Now, I was down in Florida when it hit me, so I spoke in tongues 20 miles across the Gandy Bridge in St. Petersburg, Florida. And I tell you, within 7 days, God just opened up a door for me that I just couldn't believe. But I distinctly remember Dr. Cleflo Dollar saying that night in his conference, your life will never be the same. And like I said, I was at rock bottom, didn't have a job, just got evicted. And he opened a door that I went 20 miles east of St. Petersburg, Florida, hooked up with a multimillionaire, and made $10,000 in 90 days. Fortunately, I got an apartment before they could find out that I got evicted. But this is what being born again will do for your life. Now, Jesus told you, you know, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what you're going through. If you just trust in him, he will open the doors that no man can shut. And trust me, he will shut the doors that no man can open. Being involved in prison ministry, it's just truly amazing how you go inside that belly of the beast, and it's real, real negative inside. But if you're born again, you just draw everybody to you in that room when they come in to visit. So it's amazing how the devil will flee, because he's not gonna stay where Jesus is. Trust me, when he see Jesus coming, he's gonna get around and go the other way. So I challenge you this week. I mean, we're in some very, very troublesome time in this world. I was looking at a thing on Facebook this week, and this doctor was like, there is no pandemic. We're just seeing how many people we can kill. So I'm warning you, before you go to the hospital, you better pray and ask God to get you born again. Because I know the experience that I had, and I know I told my listeners, when I was in ICU, they gave me a sleeping pill. But every time the nurse came in there, God would wake me up. And anybody that knows who's ever taken a sleeping pill, you're in some deep sleep. But every time she would come in there, God would just wake me up. And so when I got released from the hospital the following day, the nurse told me, you know, you're one of the lucky ones. You get to leave. So I'm telling y'all, if something happened to me again, I'm not going to no hospital, not at this time. Also about this vaccine, pay attention to what God is doing when people taking this vaccine. Personally, I'm not going to take it, because it's just injecting the coronavirus in you. It may work itself out in a day or two, but this world is of Satan. This is his world, and his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what this vaccine is doing. It's killing people. It's destroying people's lives. I've had so many people tell me the after effects of this vaccine. But, you know, the devil wants you to think, no, take this vaccine. You know, you're going to be all right. You're not going to catch the coronavirus. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. There is an agenda behind this vaccine. So you need to pray and ask God, should you take it or should you not take it? Because it is time the devil know who is in control. And when you get born again, you get powers. You get supernatural powers. And you have the authority to open your mouth and speak to the evils of this world, and they will flee. Now, I'm not going to tell you the devil's not going to come back, because he's going to come back and he's going to bring seven more devils with you, because he's going to see if you are faithful to stay in God's word and if you are faithful to believe what that word is telling you. And you can only be that way when you are born again. Now, this is the key. In order to stay in the world that we're in, because we're not of this world, so in order to live in this world, you have to be born again to not to be able to fall prey to Satan. I mean, he's busy. He's on his job. He's doing what he may devise, because he know his time is coming short. I know the Bible tells us that we don't know the time nor the hour, but Jesus said he's coming like a thief in the night. So if he's coming like a thief in the night and you're not born again, guess what? You know where your eternal life is going to be. So you have to take each day. Don't say I'm going to wait till I get grown, or don't say I'm going to wait until something happens to me to get born again. No, you better accept Jesus today. If he gave you life and breath today, you need to accept him today and get born again. Because how many of you know you may not make it to tomorrow? You may not make it to tomorrow. It's truly amazing to me. My little hometown, everybody in my neighborhood, God is just picking them, taking them on out of this world. The people I grew up with, they're gone. It's like the neighborhood is becoming like a ghost town. Everybody, especially the older people, there's nobody there, Harley, that I grew up with. Nobody have parents. They're gone. So I'm here today to tell you to get born again, because we think we may have a time, but remember, he's coming like a thief in the night, and tonight may be your night. So if you listen to this broadcast, you know, you did, hopefully the listeners listen, did the sinner's prayer last week with Pastor Mayhem. But all it takes is for you to ask Jesus to come into your life and fill you with his Holy Spirit. Because a lot of people think just because they have the water baptism that they're going to make it to heaven. But no. The Bible tells you in John 3, you must have both baptisms. You must have the water and the fire in order to have eternal life. So if you got baptized with water and think you're going to heaven, no, it's not going to happen for you. So you have the time to make that decision to ask God to come and live on the inside of you. He put us each here for a purpose, and you need to be living on purpose. You don't need to take your talents to the grave, because he didn't put you here to keep your talents to yourself. I am so, so thankful that I'm at a church where, you know, my pastor preached grace and how we ought to be servants and not selfish, wanting everything for ourselves. You were here to be a blessing to someone else. It's not about you. It's about being a blessing. And if you can't bless somebody else, you better check yourself. Because God didn't put us here where we can't provide for another human. It is truly, truly amazing how your life will be once you accept the Holy Ghost. Now, that's the key, accepting the Holy Ghost. Don't just accept and let Christ come into your life. You have to accept the Holy Ghost, because that's going to be him coming on the inside of you and opening up your spiritual eyes so you can see all the attacks before they come against you. It's really, really strange, and He'll do it. You know, we got a lot of dead men walking on this earth, as I said, because their eyes are closed. And Satan don't want your eyes open. It was just like Eve and Adam. They were already gods. But he came with them. No, he don't want you to be, he don't want you to eat of this tree, because he knows once you eat of this tree, you will become like him, a god. Well, they were already gods. Okay? So this is how he will deceive you. He will make you try to doubt God's word. So if you're not in the word, he can easily get you fooled, just like he did Adam and Eve. Even though they were spiritual beings at that time, they still let Satan fool them. And from the downfall of Adam and Eve, we've been going downhill ever since. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse. Because when Satan was kicked out of heaven, he took half of heaven with him. So it's not only Satan on this earth, he got plenty of demons with him. Just think, half of heaven came down to this earth with Satan to destroy, kill, and steal. And I just can't look at TV. I cannot look at TV. It is just too much killing. Just to witness Satan's attacks on this world is heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. So that's what I'm saying, and I'm coming on this radio broadcast today to tell you, we have the power. We have the power to cast him down. And we, as born-again Christians, we need to get to the street and cast this devil down. Too many kids are losing their lives. You know, too many people are going to prison. It's just mind-boggling how this world is just in an uproar by the works of Satan. So that's one thing I challenge you to do. If you are a born-again Christian, we're not scared of this pandemic. We're not scared of it. We need to hit the street. Just like they hit the street when George Floyd got murdered, we need to hit the street and get this devil, pull him down. We need to pull him down and put him on our feet. Because right now he's running real rapid. Because he's not finding any Christians going out there trying to attack him and stop him from doing what he wants to do. So, you know, the doors to the church have been closed. And I personally feel that there was a reason for that. There was a reason for these churches' doors being closed. Okay? So God wants to see if we're going to be the church outside the building. And from what I can see going on in this world, we're not being the church outside the building. People are being fearful of leaving their homes. And, you know, the Bible said God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So we need to hit the street, attack Satan, just like he's attacking this world. And trust and believe me, we as born-again Christians will win. But you got to take that action. You got to take that action and ask God to come live inside of you, pour that Holy Ghost in you, and I tell you, your life will never, never, never be the same. You're not going to be able to depend on the government all of your life. And that's another attack of Satan. He's trying to take your job away. He's trying to make you dependent on the government so they can have control of how much money you're going to get. But let me tell you, 1 year, God has not failed me yet. I've had more money this year than I've had almost in my entire life. Not coming from the government, but my job, increase after increase after increase. So this is what the God I serve will do for you. He will protect you in the time of trouble. And this world is in a lot of trouble right now. So, again, take the challenge today to ask God to come into your life and get born again. Because if you want to have eternal life with Him, that is the key. So, like I said, get born again. Get into a Bible-based church that teaches grace and not these religious churches that make you feel guilty about if you don't do this, ain't you don't do that, you're going to hell. Well, they probably the one going to hell because they don't have the Holy Ghost. So be careful what church you go into. Because once you get that discernment, God is going to show you if that pastor is real or he just in it for the money. Because I would think probably over half of them just in it for the money. They're not interested in showing you how to live a Holy Ghost-filled life on this earth. They're about getting your tithes and offering and getting paid each Sunday. So, as I said, ask God to come into your life, get born again, get into a Bible-based church, because that discernment will show you if this pastor is real or he's a false prophet. The third thing to do is to live on purpose. Once you get that Holy Ghost, ask God, why did he put you here? What do you need to do? How can you serve this world? And once you do those three things, I tell you, you'll be the happiest person on this world. People will be like, why is she so happy? And everybody is down and broke and busted and disgusted. How she get to go around with a smile on her face, looking like she looked? Because that is the way God does. God is a happy guy. He's not mad. He's not mad. He's happy. He's peaceful. He will give you peace in the midst of your trouble. So take those three nuggets, run with them today, because you can't put off today. You can't put off today, tomorrow, what you should have done today. Can't put it off. Because remember, he's coming like a thief in the night. He's coming. You can see me today. I might be gone tomorrow. You might be gone tomorrow. You might be gone in the next couple of hours. That's just how it can happen for you. This is exactly how it can happen for you. So, like I said, I'm challenging you to take these three nuggets and run with them, because time is winding down. Time is winding down. We don't know when, but it's real soon. I definitely know that. So if you want to have eternal life, do it today. And watch God show up and show out. Broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app. We're live from New York City, talking about in and everything, giving you these nuggets so that you can live our best life that you was put on this earth to live. Again, I want to thank all of my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you're definitely taking these nuggets and running with them. Also, go to lindamonroe.com, order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived, And if you don't want to read it, I got it in audio. I'll read it for you. I will send you a gift along with that order. And always remember, the best is yet to come. Once you do that, the best is yet to come. The sky is the limit. So until next time, same channel, same station, this time next week. Be blessed. God loves you, and so do I. And follow those nuggets. Okay? Check in next week as well to the Linda Monroe Show. Be blessed.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store. Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.